Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel launched what it termed its most powerful attacks against Gaza's dominant Hamas group as militants in the Palestinian enclave fired dozens of rockets across the border. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After consultations with the defense minister, the chief of staff, and Israel's top defense officials, we decided on powerful action against Hamas terrorism. Israeli armed forces delivered the most powerful blow against Hamas since the 2014 Gaza war. We will increase the intensity of our attacks as necessary. Two Palestinian teenagers were killed in one of more than 40 airstrikes the Israeli military carried out in Gaza since Friday. Military said some 100 rockets were launched from Gaza at southern Israel. At least one person is dead, several others wounded after a siege on a Nicaraguan church where about 150 protesters, priests, and journalists took shelter after coming under attack by paramilitary forces. Tensions began with mass demonstrations and a nationwide strike to protest the administration of President Daniel Ortega, which has accused the protesters of trying to stage a coup. Months of violence between the protesters and pro-government paramilitary forces has cost some 300 lives. Haiti's prime minister resigning after days of protests there over the government's plan to increase the price of gasoline, diesel, and kerosene. The announcement led to riots that caused at least 4 deaths. The government ended up calling off the price increases, but the political upheaval resulted in a no-confidence vote in the lower house of parliament. This is VOA News. President Trump is preparing for his Monday meeting with Russia's leader. AP's Ben Thomas has our report.
President Trump is spending the weekend at his seaside Trump Turnberry Golf Resort in Scotland. Aides have said he's busy preparing for Monday's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but that's not keeping him off Twitter. He sent out tweets hailing the job market and Friday's bump in the Dow, blaming his predecessor for election hacking, and saying he's been hate-watching CNN. He's also acknowledged playing some golf, which has attracted protesters, including Mary Crowes.
It's just dangerous. It's ghastly. And we want to show our protest, because if you just say nothing, it's okay.
Police kept the protesters at Turnberry a distance from the president, but they were within sight and did get a wave from him. I'm Ben Thomas.
An activist says thousands of protesters have fanned out in Iraq's southern oil-rich province of Basra to protest a lack of public services and the shrinking job market there. There have been similar protests across the country. Basra protests boiled over last week when security forces killed one protester, wounded 5 others. The government had promised to create jobs and announced allocations for service projects, but did not stop the protesters. World Health Organization calling for access to more than 210,000 people in urgent need of medical assistance in southern Syria. That's the scene of the recent intense fighting between Russian-backed Syrian government forces and opposition armed groups. Lisa Schlein reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says many lives are at stake. He says health workers must be allowed to reach those in urgent need of health, and the safe delivery of essential medicines and medical items must be guaranteed.
The majority of people displaced are exposed to soaring summer temperatures of up to 45 degrees Celsius and dusty desert winds, with limited access to clean drinking water, sanitation services, and adequate health care.
WHO reports nearly 75% of all public hospitals and health centers in Dara and Kunetra are closed or only partially functioning. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Italy says that Malta and France have agreed to take 100 of 450 migrants who were rescued from a fishing boat in the Mediterranean, claiming victory in their latest standoff but demanding greater European solidarity. In just 1 month in the office, Italy under anti-migrant Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has upended years of Italian policy toward migrants by refusing them entry. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome. I'm Heather Maxwell from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to be with you again today. I've got a fantastic show for you. The playlist includes an exciting array of music from past to present, from South Africa to the European and Scandinavian diaspora. There's African disco, Afro trap, wave and fusion, classic soukous and mandé hits, and news from the world of African choral music. My features include a fun interview in Cameroon with rap artist Le Berger and a nice moment in Kenya with singer-songwriter Giuliani. Finally, a couple of friends from right here inside the studio join me to present a couple of their favorite songs. That's Kwame Ofori and Prince Nesta. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. We start out in Ghana with Djedouble Ambole. Here's Teacher from his 2015 album, The Different Shades of Ambole.
Teacher is your teacher.
All right. That was Blay Ambole with Teacher. We're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Hello. This is Heather Maxwell. Now, these next two songs are going to take us back in time about 20 years. First, to what was then still Zaire, present-day Democratic Republic of Congo, and then to Mali. Yondo Kusala Denise is a Congolese singer known best as Yondo Sister. She was born in 1958 and is still active today, but enjoyed her heyday in the late 1980s and 90s. Yondo's sister was known for her amazing soukous dance moves and her style. I remember listening to her music all the time back when I lived in Mali. We actually listened to music back then on cassette tapes. This was one of her bigger hits, Dunia.
Oh, dunia, dunia.
that blast from the past was Yondo Sister and Suku Stars. Hello, music lovers. This is Dr. Max. I've got a lot of amazing music, music news, features, and guests today. But first, let's relish the past with one more mega hit in the late 90s. Nous pas bouger by Salif Keita. Nous pas bouger is a Malian expression in French that means we aren't moving. The tune made reference to the 1989 action by the French government that forcefully deported 101 Malian and Senegalese people onto government-chartered planes and flown out of the country. Here's Nous pas bouger. That was Salif Keita with Nous pas bouger. Salif is one of the continent's most celebrated singers and powerful advocates for people, especially Africans like himself, with albinism.
Hey, I am Mori Touré from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Hello, peepers. Now, as you know, I have well over 1 million followers on my Facebook page and hundreds of thousands more on YouTube and Instagram. Thank you all for being such engaging fans. But you're actually not only fans. Some of you are artists. This song was recently sent to me by one such artist / MTIA fan. His name, Kirani Ayat, from Medina, one of the largest Hausa communities in Accra, Ghana. Gudda is Ayat's second single off his upcoming debut album titled Aisha's Son. It's a tale of struggle, perseverance, and the will to succeed and to be the one, which is what Gudda means in Hausa. Ayat says he's ready to challenge and face it all to prove he is the Sadiki of Afro-Trap.
The story of my struggles, but if it the dream was too. Bazu, 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 dog, eh? Kaka, you wasa, Nanga Babu, but you know, the Yansiasa, Kuboma, buy a please. Now you focus, check my focal, priorities on my goals, spin on my toes, no day, fuck with the boys, they don't do much. So I learned to keep my best to myself. Nabazu, da. Nabazu guda, nabada guda, nabada guda, nabashi guda, nabashi guda, nabazu guda, nabazu guda, nabazu guda guda, nabazu guda guda, nabada guda guda, nabada guda guda, nabashi guda guda, nabashi guda guda, nabazu guda guda, nabazu guda guda. Like then she don't give me time a day. Now she wants to make my night. Oh, how big the big they get in Yash. Cause back then she they gave me like some food. I went too far, but in the fire. I get in desire. Zamu plays it up, well, I hit my guy. Don't go with Kaya. Nabazu guda. Nabazu guda. Nabada guda. Nabada guda. Nabashi guda. Nabashi guda. Nabazu guda, nabazu guda, nabazu guda guda, nabazu guda guda, nabata guda guda, nabata guda guda, nabashi guda guda, nabashi guda guda, nabazu guda guda, nabazu guda guda.
Hey man, Yaron Zamanika, other sons, you know that. Hey, Ayatika, you call me the wave baba. Now got the band, I bet they know that.
Nabazu guda, nabazu guda, nabata guda, nabata guda, nabashi guda, nabashi guda, nabazu guda, nabazu guda, nabazu guda guda, nabazu guda guda, nabata guda guda, nabata guda guda, nabashi guda guda, nabashi guda guda, nabazu guda guda, nabazu guda guda, nabazu. Nabazu guda, nabata guda, nabata guda, nabashi guda, nabashi guda, nabazu guda, nabazu guda, nabazu guda guda, nabazu guda guda, nabata guda guda, nabata guda guda, nabashi guda guda, nabashi guda guda, nabazu guda guda, nabazu guda guda.
Yeah, that was Kirani Ayat's second single, Gudda. Hit me up on Facebook, peeps, and let me know if you think he's the Sadiki of Ghanaian Afro Trap like he says he is.
Jambo, Africa, hakuna matata. Jambo, Africa, hakuna matata.
Hello, everybody. This is Japin, and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
And this is the song of the week.
All right, Kwame Ofori just dropped in the studio. Hey, Kwame, how you doing?
Hey, 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 Heather, how are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to have you in the studio.
Yep, it's always great to be in the studio.
So, you picked out the song of the week this week.
Yep, yep, yep. And the song of the week is Drogba, Joanna by Afrobee. Afrobee is from the Ivory Coast, but then he resides in London. And this song is making huge, huge, huge big waves in the Afrobeats community. So
yeah,
definitely, definitely worth a listen.
I like the melody a lot. I was singing it this morning. I'm really, 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 so good. Well, let's take a listen.
busy body, busy tonight.
Mad,
Joanna, making all the dummy tonight. Joanna, your busy body giving me life, oh, hey life, hey.
Why you do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
Why you do me like
hey,
that?
Joanna, Joanna.
How you gonna do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna. Joanna.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hey. How you gonna play me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho. How you gonna do me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho. Oh, 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 DJ Drogba, ho. Drogba, ho. Hey, DJ Drogba, ho. Drogba, ho. Joanna, your busy body, busy tonight. Making all the dummy tonight. Joanna, your busy body giving me life, oh. Hey, life, hey.
How you do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
How you do me like
hey, Joanna, Joanna.
How you gonna do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna. Joanna. Bag, I want your goodie bag, baby.
Mad.
Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby. Big package, hey. How do I manage? Hey, you gon' make me turn savage. Hey, body cause damage. Hey.
Joanna,
Joanna.
How you do me like
hey, Joanna, Joanna.
How you gonna do me like
Joanna, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna. Joanna,
ay, ay, ay.
Hey, how you gonna play me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho. How you gonna do me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho. Oh, 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 DJ Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho. Hey, DJ Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho.
Give it to them, hey, hey, hey. Give it to them, it's up.
Hello, darling, sweet listeners. That was Drogba Joanna.
Oh, yep, it was.
Man, Kwame, that was a good song.
Oh, yeah, we were jamming to it.
So tell me how you found that song.
So I attended a wedding like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And the bridesmaids just came into the reception with this song, like in a whole formation situation. And it was just dope, like crazy dope. So I was like, yeah, this song has to make it the song of the week. Yes. And it's such a great song. Wizkid has jumped on it recently and he's released a remix. So it's Afro B, Drogba Joanna, featuring Wizkid.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good. All right. Well, this is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
And you just heard
Song of the Week.
All right. Coming up next, spotlight on rap artist Le Berger from inside Cameroon. That's presented by Manuel Wanji. Stay tuned for this and more awesome music and music news right after this.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
This is Manuel Wanji from Douala, Cameroon. Today I want to invite you to discover a young musician and songwriter. This man is a shepherd. Yes, you understand, it's a shepherd. Hello, Le Berger, how are you? Voila, I told you, it's a shepherd.
Yeah, je vais très bien.
I'm doing very well, I'm doing very well.
And where do you come from?
Moi, je viens du Nord Cameroun.
Yeah.
I come from Northern Cameroon.
Yes.
I was born in a wild animal park, and I grew up there.
That's why you have this kind of feeling with animals and the sounds of animals.
Yes, because I'm a shepherd. I was born and raised with animals, surrounded by animals, wild animals or domestic ones. Yeah, so that's why I decided to become what I've always been since my childhood.
Je suis de Bosco et de Choliri. On ne me trouve pas dans l'état, je suis au sommet du Hosseri. Passe-moi les micros, je fais les baisses. Écoute ma voix et comme il faut pour adoucir les mers. Appelle-moi berger, je suis un jusqu'au bouddhiste qui va vous mettre à l'aise comme Aladji dans sa boutique. Voilà qui va kiffer la vibe, c'est bon comme les soldats. Je vais me propager plus vite que le sida. Passe-moi les micros avec le beat. Même si tu veux du bon shit, fais ma zik. Mon frère, c'est pas la force, mais la technique, à la bouche, pas les corsets, pas de panique. Passe-moi les micros, je viens du nord. Mon troupeau contient les herbivores et les carnivores. Même le flot, j'en ai encore, monté à bord. Pas de way, on l'est que ça, c'est bon d'abord. Passe-moi les micros. Je suis un griot. Dans les rap français, là, on va dire que moi, je grignote. Je suis un petit négro sorti de Wayla Mayo. Berger authentique, je n'ai rien inventé, wayo. Hein? Applaudissez les mbombo. C'était bon, les gars. Passez-moi les flambeaux. Old school, new school. Je n'ai fait aucun school. Avant de devenir berger, j'ai gardé les poules. Passe-moi les micros comme un braco. Toi, tu fais les corps, corps, corps comme les crapauds. Je vais hisser les drapeaux. Hey, très haut, si le rap était le football, j'aurais fumé Samuel Eto'o. Hey yo, regarde-moi négro, passe-moi les micros, je vais mettre le show. Je suis l'équipe d'assaut, le public m'appelle assaut. Alertez les go, je vais secouer les nombres. Hey, je serai partout dans les ondes, comme le soleil, je vais éclairer le monde. Passe-moi les micros, les filles, gardez vos caleçons. Je suis venu niquer le son avec mon bâton.
Thank you so much, Le Berger. I really love your style.
Thank you so much.
Incredible. So, this is Manuel Wanji with Le Berger, reporting for Music Time in Africa for The Voice of America from Douala. Now, back to you, Heather Maxwell.
Thank you, Manuel. Hello, music lovers. Here's Les Amazones d'Afrique with I Play the Kora. was Les Amazons d'Afrique, a collective of West African vocal artists including Rokia Kone, Mamani Keita, Neka, Kandia Kouyaté, and many others. And now for some good news from the world of African choral music. The University of Johannesburg Choir, or the UJ Choir, was recently crowned the 2018 World Champions after winning the 10th World Choir Games. The games were hosted by the city of Tshwane, South Africa. There were over 300 choirs from 60 countries competing, making it the single biggest choral event in the world. The 60-member UJ choir, led by Renette Bauer and Sidumo Nyamezele, took gold in both the mixed choirs and folk music categories. Hats off to the champions. All right, my sweethearts. How's your weekend going so far? I'm hoping I'm helping you relax with all this great music. If it's working, great. If you're still wound up or upset, this next song is sure to do the trick. This is Pulayana. It's Rainin' by the legendary musician Hugh Masekela. The song's taken from his 1983 album, Black Five.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Hello, loves. That was Pulayana. It's Raining from the 1983 album Black Five by Hugh Masekela. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're inside Music Time in Africa. Now, earlier on, I mentioned that we're going to have a nice moment with Kenyan artist Juliani. Reporter Bill Odidi interviewed him in Nairobi recently to talk about his new album and share some of his music with you all. That's coming shortly. But first, let's talk Kenyan music right here in the studio. I've invited Prince Nesta to join me again this week. As you may remember from last time, he's with me here at VOA in Washington for the summer. He has a song from Kenya, that's where he's from, born and raised, that he really likes. So we're going to chat about that for a minute and then listen to it. Hello, Nesta, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, Heather. Hey. I'm really glad to be here again. All right, so the song is actually by a Kenyan-Norwegian singer. She's called Stella Mwangi, and she's one of the most celebrated and well-loved artists from Kenya. And it's taken from her second studio album, Kinanda, which was actually released in the year 2011. And it's a pop song done in both Swahili and English. And the song talks about how a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And so Stella shares the story of how when she was a young girl, her grandmother actually gave her very wise advice that in everything that she does, she should know that little by little fills the measure. And so when I was young, there was this proverb that was called Haba na Haba, mm-hmm. Ujaza Kibaba, which is translated to little by little fills the measure. And it was a very popular advice that every parent would give. And this story actually easily connects with me.
Oh.
And this song actually because I am where I am today because of my grandmother, all right, and because of her guidance, wise counsel and support. That's why I am where I am today. Oh. And this song is actually a special dedication to all parents, grandparents and everyone in Africa.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nesta. All right, let's listen to Haba Haba by Stella Mwangi.
Just anything that I wanted to. When I was a little girl, my grandma told me that I could be just anything that I wanted to. She said that everything I work for, everything I wish for, everything I look for, it is right in front of me. Everything I work for, everything I wish for, everything I look for, it is right in front of me. And she said, Just like Kibaba, Haba Haba, Ujaza Kibaba, Haba Haba, Ujaza Kibaba.
Yes. All right. That was Haba Haba by Stella Mwangi from Kenya. And that was for Nesta's grandma. Hey, Grams.
Shout out to you, Grandma. I love you.
All right. So we're staying right in Kenya for this next feature on singer-songwriter Giuliani. Bill Odidi from Nairobi reports.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi. This is Music Time in Africa on the VOA right here in Nairobi. And I'm here with one of the outstanding talents in Kenya. He's had a long and successful career as a hip-hop artist. Right now he's gearing up for his fourth album, which is titled Masterpiece. And I'm going to ask him to introduce himself on the VOA.
My name is Giuliani, and that's a good introduction. Though it means I'm old, but
it's wonderful. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, but we just want to ask you to introduce one song which sort of represents your personality. I mean, you have three albums so far. There's a fourth album coming up. Since we have a global audience that's listening to this show, what's the one song that you think can tell them who Giuliani is all about?
I think Bahasha Okampo does it for me. Bahasha Okampo has that feel, rock, different from the normal Kenyan sound.
Selected Bahasha Okampo for our audience on Music Time in Africa. People are listening to this in all corners of the world. Explain to them why you think this is such a significant song.
Some of the things that were going on in our country when it comes to the International Criminal Court, using that as a reference to a day-to-day struggle, fear of a young Kenyan or a young, just a young Kenyan. So that's why it's significant. Sound-wise, of course, it was one of my biggest songs because of the sound and how different it was.
Is it at that point that you now started to perform a lot with the band?
Come to think of it, it's good that you mentioned that, because when I'm performing live, this is one of my favorite tracks. There's that element of energy and
And yet there's a very serious message at the same time.
Exactly. So how to balance that is what makes this one of the best songs for me.
You know, I was reading a newspaper article where you said for 2 years you've not been recording, but you've still been performing. You made a comment in that newspaper article that your life is about music, even if you're not recording or you're not releasing new music, but you're doing stuff related to music.
Yeah, I always joke that that's the only thing that I'm good at. it gave me identity, it gave me meaning, and it gave me a living. Sometimes you can be in the same cycle and you don't know if you're moving forward or whatever. The system is the same. You come up with an album, release a single, come up with an album, release a single, do a tour. So I just wanted to make it different. So I wanted to know how people see me. So I released an album called Exponential Potential, but I didn't push it. I just put it out there. And then now later, what I also wanted to do, I had a few ideas when it comes to business. I had a community center that I set up. I needed to take time on that. Some ideas on monetizing, of course, the arts. Also exploring that. So those are the things that I've been trying to work on. When you have something in your pocket and food in your stomach, it's easy to think.
X na X kwa S, Niki andika sasa kwa SMS. Kilicho na mwanzo, lazima kiwe na mwisho. Talia ligo, akisha kama Mkanye asiji West. Kama soba Kim Kardashian, anataka tuku Putin kama Russia. Tiger Woods alichase calls, kwa goals na off court. Of course, hakuna tofauti ya great men na get men. Wote wana rungu, sisi ni same, but sisi see them. Kwa hivyo
kikosi tushuku kumari vipiki ni manzi anajua kuchagua nyanya marikiti sikupigi kiswahili malinguistic your more to me than kuchagua drapes na color to paint ceiling
siku mingi tumeona na
I'm Bilu Didi on Music Time in Africa on the VOA, and I'm with Giuliani right here in Nairobi. You were talking about his upcoming album, which is called Masterpiece. Why Masterpiece?
I feel like we are already complete as human beings, but there's a lot of things that are on our way, so we just need to get rid of those things to get to the core of who we are as human beings. So normally we are distracted. There's a lot of things happening around us that we don't see that we already are what we are looking for. I personally think a majority of Kenyans need help. How do we deal with our day-to-day issues? As Kenyans, when we were growing up, we used to wake up and see dead bodies outside. Somebody just been killed or been lynched. So how did we deal with it over a period of years? Does it affect how we behave nowadays? So those are the kind of questions we need to be asking ourselves.
Let's talk about the music. I understand you're working with the new producer on this album.
Yeah, I try to get them the one producer to be the one with the majority tracks in the album. So this time, the guy who did my first album is called Msioka. He's the one doing the majority of the tracks this time. One of the best engineers we have. He's also purposeful.
Where are we at in Giuliani's story?
For this album, the intention was to make it the biggest album in the country, to spark conversation over a period of time. So that's the intention with this album.
It's like how Exponential Potential did, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So I just want to have spark conversations. As a young Kenyan, people always are willing to listen. And I think I'm using that opportunity to now start those conversations.
Fantastic, Giuliani. Always nice seeing you. What are you going to choose for us?
Okay, One Day. Hello, everybody. Ni Giuliani. And I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on The Voice of America. I'll see you.
Only time she mind line moja ni kwa H-Tech. Lakini mo kwa vat, mo kwa concert, mo kwa paycheck. Sam kishuru bo ni anajua. Koli mo kwa kibati pia. So who are you to ignore the brilliance? 10,000 hours. Sijai pay ni get airplay. Flower inanuka sawa. Hejengi ya shawa. Na bakilisha agonia the 90%. Kia tuliruka sewage. Inakanyaga mahogania the 10%. Sihaso fair mat.
All right, thanks Giuliani and Bill Odidi. Hey, we only have time for one more song before saying goodbye. So let's get to it. From Luanda, Angola, here's Eduardo Pangi with Grand Mbaya.
Nobody. baseada. Puxa a memória antigamente. Não há um trapo sentimento. Um ginga no corpo branco a dizer-te. Muito chacho a dar a dar. Embalar, mas correga, meu mano. Até cá foi como dance no salão. Que moro angolano. Angolano.
All right, that was Grand Mbaya by Eduardo Pañi. And we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining me this weekend. I hope you're a happier person now than before you were at the top of the hour. Special thanks to Kirani Ayat for sending in your great song, Gouda, on Facebook. Also, thank you, Le Berger and Manuel Wanji from Cameroon, and Giuliani and Bill Odidi from Nairobi. And also, big thanks to Kwame Ofori and Prince Nesta from right here in the studio at VOA. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave on Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays, 5 minutes past the hours of 9, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online anytime at voanews.com, anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, on Music Time in Africa. Stay blessed, people. Stay beautiful.